The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Act 2, Scene 1 of Curtain Call. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter. Last season was Act 1, and we're about to embark on a new season, hence Act 2. In 2014, the Richmond Theatre Critics Circle and the Richmond Theatre Alliance began to explore more ways to involve more of the community in the nomination process for the Artsies, which is the Critics Circle's annual awards event. It's being held this year on Monday, October 17th at Virginia Rep's November Theatre. The result was TAP, the Theatre Alliance panel. The theatre companies identified a group of dedicated, experienced theatre lovers who were not involved with any one theatre. They were charged with seeing at least two-thirds of the season's shows. This year, their votes were equally weighed with the critics on the nominations. The critics at the meeting who were qualified, we had to see at least two-thirds of the shows too, were ultimately responsible for the final awards. But the TAP members also got involved in discussing their opinions and even helping break some of the ties for the final awards. Two of this year's TAP members are here with me to talk about their experience, Pat Vastano and Steve Merton. Welcome, guys.
Thanks. Thank you.
So first of all, tell me what your background in theater is and why you think you were selected for the panel, Pat.
Well, probably because since I retired to the Richmond area, I've seen a lot of local theater. My husband and I were very pleasantly surprised when we arrived in Richmond.
Where from?
From the Washington, D.C. area. We both worked for the U.S. Department of Labor. And I had gone to VCU in my early 20s. And coming back, it's really how we not only started filling our time in retirement, but made a lot of friends. And my mom was from New York and adored theater, and from the earliest age, theater was always a big part of my life.
So, Steve, how about you?
Well, I've been really interested in theater for most of my life, and I think it started in college, and I got the bug, and have gone as much as I could afford to over the years. After I retired, I was able to do it more frequently. In the last few years, I've been working first as salary and later as a volunteer as the archivist for the Virginia Museum Theater and Theater Virginia. And that's put me in touch with a lot of local actors and kind of reinforced my love for the theater.
Yeah, I know both of you already had been buying tickets to a lot of shows, so obviously this makes it a little cheaper. Of course, speaking of that, you had to do a lot more work. Tell me, what are some of the surprises you found in evaluating shows and having to actually take notes and stuff like that?
For me, it really forced me to look at things that I'm not accustomed to looking at or listening to. Sound and lighting and sometimes even the music. I tend to see theater as the overall experience and I let the whole thing wash over me. And this really forced me to look at the component parts of it and think about it more analytically than I'm accustomed to.
Yeah, how about you, Pat?
Probably a similar reaction, but when you know that you're going to take notes and that ultimately you're going to be providing input into a process that makes awards, you feel a certain responsibility to really pay attention to the detail on a different level than if you were just socially attending for the fun of it.
So tell me, what did you expect going in and how did that change as the season progressed?
That's a tough question because I think I didn't really know what to expect. I knew that it was going to be a commitment in terms of time, but I didn't have a really concrete notion of how it was going to change my life during the course of the year.
Probably gave you both a better appreciation of what we critics go through.
Certainly that.
Definitely.
I know that we saw a lot of theater in Richmond, and so when I knew about the commitment to see two-thirds of the shows, I wasn't really concerned about that because I thought I was probably close to, if not doing that anyway. But when we started getting the lists and shows kept getting added to the list, I started feeling a need to see most of them. Because if you're going to have input into a nomination process, it's kind of hard to select what you want to nominate if you haven't seen enough of a broad section of what's being offered.
And I think probably both of you saw more than two-thirds, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So how was the process of the nomination? We just did that a couple of weeks ago to determine the nominations. How did y'all find that process working with the critics? First, it starts out as math almost, and then, you know, a spreadsheet, and then we have discussions. How was that process for you?
Painful. If I'm really honest.
Why painful?
Because there was so much good theater this year. I think in the 11 years that I've been here, while it's gotten better every year, there's also been more of it. But it was so good that when we wound up with 25 to 30 nominees right. in several of the categories, it was really almost excruciating to look at them and try to compare them to be able to whittle it down. when you're in this market for a while, you know a lot of the personalities, and you're aware that these are real people with real feelings who pour their heart and souls into their performances, and you're picking and choosing, and everyone picks and chooses on their own personal subjective opinion, and that's tough if you're on the other side of that.
As a matter of fact, one of the things that I said in the meeting actually was, it really is an honor to be nominated, because like you said, there were as many as 20 to 25 people in some of those categories, and we had to whittle it down to five or six. And so the people who got nominated were all really exceptional in a season of a lot of really good shows. Steve, how did you feel about the process?
I would echo much of what Pat said. I think also, too, that when I look at the final nominees, I realize that in so many of the categories, there were so many other people who were just a hair's breadth away from being considered one of them. It really did come down to the numbers in the spreadsheet, and that was somewhat frustrating.
Right.
But at the same time, I respected the fact that it was a process that had been evolved, and it seemed to be working well.
And I mentioned at the beginning, but I just want to point that out, that each of us voted for three nominees, the critics and the TAP panel, and they were given a different weight so that all of the TAP panel's votes and all the critics' vote were equal in the nomination. So it was all math that Dave Timberline brilliantly did. So, Steve, I know you've decided not to do the panel next year. Why did you decide that 1 year was enough?
I think that what I decided was two consecutive years was too much.
Uh-huh.
I really did feel that it sort of overwhelmed my life for a great deal of the year, and I found myself not doing other things that are of interest to me and not seeing a lot of people that I'm accustomed to seeing socially because I was so involved in going to the theater most weekends, and I think I needed a break from it.
Pat, you're staying around, so why did you decide you're going to go for it a consecutive year?
Well, I think it was an interesting process, and I almost feel like now that I have a handle on it a little better than coming into it blind as I did the first year, that I wanted to participate in it one more year just to be able to be involved with some of the decisions on a different level, not so much coming in and following, but participating and maybe making more suggestions than I had in this first year.
And I think it'll help to have some legacy members in there for the new members that are coming in. And then, Steve, in another year, you can come back on again.
Stranger things have happened.
Pat, to expand on one of the things we talked about, the fact that it was such an honor to be nominated, I think that happens almost every year to some extent because there's so many. But I think it was more dramatic this year because not only did we have the six or seven critics weighing in on the nominations, we had five or six TAP members. So we had a lot more opinions, and that's why the field was so enormous, because suddenly you've got 15 people all saying, I like this person, I like this performance. And so that's one reason why there were so many. But yes, it was a very good year. I mean, we had a lot of good theater this year, and there were a lot of hard decisions, as you know.
I was surprised at the commonality in opinions and also at the diversity in opinions. There was a lot of that. And I tried to think to myself, was this generational? Was it experiential? I never came up with an answer for that.
I'll tell you, from my point of view, this is my third year, and I found that there are always some awards that I go away saying, what? How did that one happen? And others that I'm like, why didn't that one get it? But it's a consensus, and you have a group of people, and sometimes, you know, it's not the decision that I would have made, but it's the decision that the group makes, and you have to, you know, we have to learn to respect that.
I tried not to be too vested in my own votes because I knew that I was just one voice among many. It's easy to say that intellectually and not so easy to handle emotionally, because I really was pretty passionate about some of my choices.
Tell us what they were.
I'll tell you in November.
There you go. Right.
A number of the people in a number of the categories, the votes that I cast were the ones that rose to the top, and it didn't happen in every category.
Steve, even though you're not joining us next year, what were some of the things you got out of this for this year?
It was a really good experience to meet the critics who, for the most part for me, had just been names in the newspaper or online or on the radio. And that was a part that I really enjoyed.
Why? Because we're all so wonderful and intelligent and interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for the most part. Yes.
Right. Anything you want to say to people listening who might say, well, I don't think this process is right, or might say, well, maybe I'll do it in a year. Do you have any comments on the advantages of this? This is the first year we've done the TAP panel, so this is kind of a guinea pig, and it may evolve in the next year or year after that.
I think it would be really helpful to talk to people who have been through the process, if you have questions about it, and see what each individual's perspective was. be aware that it is a very large commitment of time.
Right.
And if you're already pressed for that, then this might not be a good match for you. I think that just like so many committees of any sort, once you serve on it, you become much less critical about the process.
Yeah, that's an important point. I'd also be interested, once we get through the awards process this year, to hear feedback from the Theater Alliance itself to see if they think that it's made a difference.
That's a good point. Maybe we'll have the president or somebody from the panel on to talk about that in a future episode of Curtain Call. That's a good idea. Well, this has been great. I want to thank you both for your service this year. I know sometimes we had 2 and 3 plays a weekend to attend, and it was quite a commitment, but y'all muscled through it and did a great job, and you had some great contributions at the meetings. And I want to thank you both, and I'll see you at the theater.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry.
I've been talking with Pat Vistano and Steve Merton, who were members of the Theater Advisory Panel for last season. This season, Pat will be joined by Karen Newton for her second term, and newcomers Gino Brantley and Josh Chenard. In 2 weeks, we'll answer your questions about the Critics Circle, the Artsies, and anything else you might want to ask. Just visit our new website, artsies.org, and hit Contact. Remember, the Artsies are October 17th, and tickets are going fast. Visit the Virginia Rep website or their box office for tickets. Thanks to Open Source RVA for hosting our show on the radio. For Sifter, this is Jerry Williams. Thanks for listening.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theater Critics Circle website at artsies.org.